Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
It is time for our network update every Monday about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon. Roger, let me state the obvious. That was quite a week last week.
Well, it sure was, Dave and Marcy, and I think it's hard to imagine how we're going to recap an incredible 3.5 days in just a few minutes, but we really saw the Lord move in the hearts of a lot of people to do what they could, and we had just from Monday morning last week all the way through to the end of the broadcast Thursday at noon, it was just a fabulous week.
Well, yeah, to recap, let's start at day one. Monday, of course, was our day of hope, had some wonderful interviews that day.
Yeah, that was a highlight. We had a couple from Africa, Bishop Eludi and our translator, Koki Ann. We also had an interview with Ron Hutchcraft and Marcy. I think that was one of the highlights of the week for a lot of people because it gave a lot of hope in that topic of how to reach young people.
It was a highlight for my week, I can say that confidently.
Well, we were very glad you could do that, and of course, the interviews are all on the YNOP podcast page if you weren't able to catch them on Monday or if you'd like to hear them again. And then another highlight, of course, was we signed on our second new station of the 11 stations going online as KKWY in Wheatland, Wyoming signed on during the Day of Hope. And Dave, I think we probably would have a hard time topping this year's Day of Hope next year.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing to see those things happening.
It was busy, it was full, and it was a Day of Hope, seeing some wonderful things take place. Yes, KKWY, listening to us this morning in Wheatland, Wyoming. If you're in that area or you know some folks over there, let them know to tune in to KKWY. And more to come.
Yeah. Well, that's right. 9 more, in fact. And So that will be something we'll mention here in a minute. But the other part of the Day of Hope that was really exciting to see was the Helios Project. We had Tim Kroll and Mike Murray join us from the Helios Project, and they have that method of training pastors using solar MP3 players to go where there isn't going to be an opportunity for a pastor to attend any kind of formal training. And it's really an amazing project. We ended the day a little bit short of the goal. We had hoped to get 300 pastors trained, but then after the broadcast, they had several people go on YNOP.org and click through and make gifts. And so they sent me a note on Thursday night saying that the goal had been reached and we were actually a little bit over. So thank you to everybody who was part of that. And by the way, they still have a need far beyond the 300 that that we provided for during the Day of Hope and after. And for the rest of this week, you can go to YNOP.org and you can still click on the Helios Project banner and make a gift there if you like.
Yes, they have pastors in many other areas that would love to receive more training. So find that at YNOP.org. Okay, so our YNOP goal was reached. 9 more stations to go this year.
Yeah, and of course, that's why it was so critical that the goal be reached. And thanks to a couple very generous friends who provided large match grants for Thursday morning, the goal was not only exceeded, but reached, but it was exceeded. And that was really critical because over this next few months, we're going to send all that cash straight out into the kingdom as we buy more equipment and pay construction costs and everything to get those next 9 stations going. And the next one on the list is KAVA Kimball, Nebraska, YNOP's first station in that state. That's going to be a great addition to the ministry of our stations in Cheyenne, Wyoming, because as you head out of Cheyenne, when you start to lose KFBU, you'll be able to click over to KAVA and continue listening to YNOP. Yeah. So we're excited about that one.
More stations in Nebraska. So in Nebraska, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Utah. So it's going to be a big year for us. We talked about the stations here at home. Also want to mention the MP3 radios on the way to Kenya.
Yes, that was one of the other things that was kind of cool was they left the United States right towards the end of the Friendraiser, and I had an email from the cargo company over the weekend, and they are on their way to Kenya right now. They should be on the ground there probably today, And then they estimate 7 to 10 days to get through customs. So they'll be ready for distribution hopefully by some point next week. And that's the first of three batches. We sent 300 in this batch. Then there's 300 more going in April and 400 more going in May. And we have several more distributions after that. But those are the three that we actually have on the calendar with an actual deadline for each one. So we're really grateful for that. Pray as they go through customs. Yeah. That's where sometimes there can be a hang-up or two. But we're hoping that that'll go trouble-free. So that's our prayer request for today, is that those MP3 units get through customs in Nairobi when they're going through that process here later this week.
Okay, we'll look forward to some updates on that. Boy, so many things were just full of good news. One of the things we focused on, New Life Africa Satellite Network and Vie Nouvelle Afrique in Africa and the continued growth.
Well, that's one of the other really exciting parts of this year. We have a couple stations that are still waiting for satellite equipment that we're working on behind the scenes. But you may recall that a gentleman named Martin contacted us from Zambia, I think it was on Wednesday. And since then, he and Joseph have been corresponding. And over the weekend, Martin sent a note saying that he has decided he wants to become an affiliate of the New Life Africa Satellite Network. So he's going to carry some of the English language programming. And that is actually our first New Life Africa affiliate in the nation of Zambia. So we're very happy about that. That's have a shortwave station that carries our program that we translate, but this will be our first actual New Life Africa affiliate carrying our satellite programming.
And let's switch gears now to radioafrica.fm, where we have all those podcasts available, and now more languages.
Well, that's right. In the next 10 days, we're going to see two more languages, Amharic for Ethiopia and Somali for Somalia and North Africa, and they're going to be added. We had hoped to get language number 6 on the podcast network prior to the end of this month, and as the Africa team was trying to narrow it down, they said, no, let's just dig in and get both those languages up and running because we need both of them on. So we'll have language 6 and language 7 on there. And again, we ask for prayers for God to just draw people to radioafrica.fm because there's a great lineup of content currently in 5 languages, but we'll have those additional 2 languages within the next week and a half. And this is an opportunity for people who don't live anywhere where there's a Christian radio station to be able to listen and hear the gospel and hear teaching and begin a life with Christ. And so we're going to be putting money into advertising using social media primarily. And we just ask that that be effective, that the team has good wisdom in knowing where we should do the advertising, because there are hundreds of millions of people there who need the gospel. And we want to make sure that we take every opportunity we have to reach them. Same as here in the U.S. with the additional stations that YNOP is building this year in the states that you mentioned a few minutes ago. We just want to continue getting the gospel wherever and however God gives us direction to go. And that's the key.
Boy, a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be praying for moving forward toward the end of seeing God be lifted up on high here at home as well as in Africa. Thank you, Roger. That was a great week. If you want to find out more about listen to this podcast again, you can find it on our podcast page at ynop.org. We'll also be posting it on our Facebook page. That's Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.